following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been talking about how simple it is to lower operational costs with Regis. Now I want to give you the play-by-play on how to do it, especially if you have a home office or expanding business and need a more professional image with clients. A Regis Virtual Office provides all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. Plus, if you need a business presence in another state or even another country, Regis can have a virtual office set up for you. Faster than a baseball team can trade a losing pitcher. Call Regis. It's the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. Call Regis today and tell them I sent you for 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's R-E-G-U-S. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES. Call Regis today.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, hello.
What? Hello.
What is wrong with you?
This is a remote.
We pick it up, we change the channel. The hell are we watching some Rachel Ray knockoff for? Oh, hello. We got something going on today. It's called the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll have to apologize to you, Big Daddy. Your area maybe not quite as organized as it was yesterday at this time. There was an incident yesterday. So I had to dry out some of your stuff. Not important stuff, but...
No. Well, none of it is. You keep piling your stuff over here.
What is that? The Tom Markowski Detroit News coming up on the show today. What else you got for me?
We're going to break
down. So far, so good. Yeah. NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
We got Detroit's coming to Omaha. We want to give you, I mean, you know about Kansas, you know about Missouri. Let's talk about a couple of the teams over the next 3-4 days that you don't know. And don't forget, Thursday and Friday, the Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's from 11 to 12, then into the NCAA basketball every session right here on ESPN Radio. So that's all Thursday and Friday. Come down and join us at Cunningham's. And of course, St. Patrick's Day on Saturday. Is that a good thing? St. Patrick's Saturday as opposed to a weekday.
Well, they're upset a little bit in Omaha because Creighton's playing the same time the games are going on. But then the guy says, but I guess Saturday we got St. Patrick's Day, which is the big day of the year. So I'm thinking, well, what really are you disappointed about? And they're going to flood out of those games.
Well, yeah, they're going to have Saturday off anyway.
The Creighton, yeah, they might have Saturday off.
I heard an interesting comment. Well, you hear a lot of interesting comments when you have pretty much wall-to-wall breakdown the first night and couple of days for this bracket, and then you start making – then you quit hearing all the junk, and you say, okay, these are the teams that are supposed to do something. But they say the teams that gripe about their seeds are usually the ones that go out early, and Creighton is griping about its seed.
But the seed, you know, and people have read yesterday's World Herald where they broke everything down. Creighton's bracket – in the same bracket, the team they beat on their home floor, San Diego State, they've got a higher RPI than them. They've got a better record than them. How do you lose two spots to that team? I mean, that makes no sense at all. I mean, unless you think that sending NC State is further to Greensboro, North Carolina.
But look at
then
this.
Then Columbus, Ohio.
How great is this if you are a Creighton fan and can win the first game? If you are a Creighton fan and you're going to this regional, all right, you get to see not only your team, but you get to see the other Catholics at Notre Dame take on, oh yeah, Xavier with more, and then you get to see Duke and North Carolina. Are you kidding me? How great is that regional? That's like a billion times better than the one in Omaha.
Well, no, I don't know that, Doug.
It is because you can go see Kansas and Missouri play Nebraska for the last umpteen years. That's okay. Where I'm going with there. And North Carolina is better than both of those teams. I don't know that Duke is. In fact, I think there's a real good chance Duke doesn't get to the second weekend, but we'll make our predictions. And how come VCU isn't getting any love? Watch out there on that 12-5. Everybody thinks Wichita State can make a run. I think Wichita State could beat some teams, but the number one team that they can't beat is probably Kentucky. What happens if VCU wins a couple of games and gets out there?
Well, then you start having the reoccurring dream of Butler. Oh, they can't do it again as they keep advancing.
We're efforting our friend Mike Perenio to break down some of these games for us as well from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook later on this week, because I get this sense, Daddy, that for all these underdogs, and in the basketball tournament, some of them do take shape because they say you can take a look. You were looking at the odds, by the way. Creighton, I believe, they're the only one that opened up as a favorite and is now an underdog to Alabama. But you take all these, there are darling teams, your Belmonts, your St. Bonaventures, your Wichita States, and all of a sudden, maybe we should be looking at the other side.
Well, St. Bonaventure's a team to me. Yeah, they come through and win the tournament. And then that's great. That's good for them. They showed up on TV. Maybe enough people saw that. Maybe enough people that caught their eye. I don't know that. But everybody watched Florida. Everybody watched Florida State, excuse me. Everybody watched them. Yes, they didn't have one of North Carolina's best players, but they led the entire game. Athletically, they seemed to match up pretty well with North Carolina. Everybody watched that. And then you look, it's a 6-point game. It's a 2-possession game in Vegas' eyes. That means it's going to come down to the end. I mean, Vegas isn't stupid. You know that. Everybody knows that. They think that's a 2-possession game after everybody just watched Florida State. They're a 6-point favorite over St. Bonaventure. I got to think St. Bonaventure takes us down to the wire and has a chance to win. I mean, it tells you right there. Why is that game not 14 points? If you just put it out, and forget the wise guys, if you just shot it out, Florida State's a 14.5, 16-point favorite. 9 out of 10 people would still hammer the Seminoles. 9 out of 10 people would still bet whatever. If they're going to bet the game, they'd bet the Seminoles. Well, apparently the wise guys got more money than that, because Vegas knew if they put it out that way, St. Bonaventure would kill them. They listed at 6 points. Are you kidding me? That seems that's a game that just stares to me and says, weird, weird.
Well, on Friday at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, there are 4 ball games, starting with Florida, Virginia, the early game at 1:10. Then Missouri takes on Norfolk State. The evening session will have Purdue taking on St. Mary's. And then Kansas takes on, the whole state of Kansas takes on Detroit. But the funny thing is, Kansas State, Wichita State, Kansas has got some basketball, and they're going to be concentrating on that. In Michigan, they've got Detroit, Michigan State. There's some good basketball coming out of that state as well.
Yeah, there is, and to talk about it right now, Tom Markowski joins us from the Detroit News. Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What's the first thing fans need to know about University of Detroit men's basketball?
Well, I think the first thing is Ray McCallum Jr., their point guard, is a lot of people think he's one of the top, point guards in the Midwest. I think he's proven that in the last 15, 20 games, and I think the first 10 games people were scratching their heads asking, when are we going to see the real Ray McCallum? But he is maybe the poster person, so to speak, for the Titans. He's the McDonald's All-America that they have on their team, and the only one and first one they've had in years. So I think that's the first thing they got to know about the Titans.
Did they hire the coach to get the kid? What happened?
That's a good question. I think it, no, because, and that's almost tongue-in-cheek, because I think a lot of people believe that the answer to that is yes. But I think it's no, because I've done a number of stories on both the daddy and the younger McCallum. Because, you know, as crazy as it sounded to me when I was doing stories on where this kid was going to go out of Detroit County Day, was he going to go to Arizona, was he going to UCLA, or maybe even Florida at the end, and I thought it was a done deal. I mean, maybe I was naive, but I thought it was a done deal that the kid was going to play for his daddy. And if you believe what they told you all through the process, and even when he made his announcement, it was a very difficult decision for Ray. He was real close to going to one of those big-time schools and, you know, playing on a bigger stage. But, you know, he felt in, you know, whatever way you want to put it, that he felt an allegiance to his dad and wanted to bring Detroit back to where they were in the late 90s as one of the top mid-majors in the country. And for what it's worth, I don't know if you can say he's definitely done that, but he's definitely a lot closer than they were 20 games ago.
Well, I think Creighton fans certainly relate with the story of Ray McCallum because of the Dougie mania that's going on with the Blue Jays and their head coach being the father there. But nonetheless, they've got another great player. They keep talking about this Holman kid, 6'10" or 11", doesn't always play inside, can step out and knock down outside jumpers as well.
Yeah, he's a, you know, for this league, the Horizon League, and perhaps for all mid-majors, you know, if you're talking about the Mid-American Conference in the Midwest and whatnot, if you get a player like him, he can often dominate because you don't find too many 6'10", 260-pound centers that are left-handed, that are as agile as Eli is. And, you know, you can't do the hack-a-shack thing with him because he knocks down his free throws. And he's really, he's a force. And even when he isn't scoring, you have to pay attention to him because he's 6'10 and 260 pounds. And he takes up a lot of space, and he kind of frees up other people. And Eli's gotten better with his role and not forcing it against double team and dishing off when that double team does arrive.
We're talking with Tom Markowski of the Detroit News as the Detroit Mercy come into the CenturyLink Center for the final game on Friday night. Is the coach behind the scenes, are they happy with the seed and the placement?
No and no. Yeah. And I think, and this is my opinion, because I also cover Oakland University, who made the tournament the last 2 years, losing to Texas last year in the second round, as it were. They would like to have been closer to home. That would make it easier for their fan base to travel. They would thought they could have been a 14th seed, but, you know, those are, you know, he doesn't want to sound like too much sour grapes, and I don't want to sound like I'm spilling out sour grapes because it's real tough. And even Ray, the coach, McCallum, said that, you know, he didn't know if he'd be a higher than a 15. He said there's so much parity and balance with the teams at that level, whether you're a 14 or a 15, that it's really hard to say. I mean, I've seen New Mexico State play. They're playing Indiana in the second round game, and boy, that's a really good 14 seed there in New Mexico State. So do you bump them out of there? So, yeah, I think the biggest thing, and in Open last year when they had to travel to Tulsa, which is even further away from Michigan for the fans to travel, they were a little bit miffed by that. And I think a lot of times the mid-majors are put in the back seat as far as arrangements for that. When you consider that you look at the proximity for Missouri and Kansas where they're playing, you also look at the proximity of Michigan and Michigan State where their fans have to travel to here in the Midwest.
Daddy, the Horizon League has had some pretty good success in the NCAA tournament. They have won a game in the last 7 NCAA tournaments, which is the longest streak from any non-Power 6 conference. But the 15 seed is the lowest seed for a Horizon League team since 2002, so they got their hands full.
Tom, what's the level of excitement that this team generates in Detroit?
You know, typical mid-major level of excitement. There's only, I'm going to guess, 6,000 undergraduates that attend Detroit Mercy. So you know, they have a pretty strong base of alumni in the area. There's a lot of dentists that graduate from Detroit Mercy. So if you happen to go to a dentist in the Detroit area, chances are he probably graduated or she graduated from Detroit Mercy. But that being said, we all have really clean teeth in our area. But the fan base is, you know, typical. It's, you know, they get, if they're a good crowd for their games, it's 3,500, maybe 4,000. You know, you're going to find that in the Mid-America Conference teams as well. It's, but when they do have success like this, it seems like the red, blue, and white come out of the woodwork, so to speak, and all of a sudden you see more Titan fans than ever. But it's a fervent group. They had a really neat crowd that went to Valpo for their championship. When I say neat crowd, they were boisterous on the positive side and over the top on the negative side.
Tom Markowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from the Detroit News. I look at the roster here, Tom, and I see that it's not just Michigan kids. What's it like for this school to try and recruit when you have to? I mean, I'm guessing they don't necessarily go up against Michigan and Michigan State. It looks like the coach has found a way to go to New York, way to go to California, and maybe find some prizes here and there, I guess, leftovers. Is that how it's viewed there?
Yeah, you got to get those sleepers at this level. And Carlos Briggs, one of their assistant coaches, does a lot of traveling. He has connections in Texas. You know, go down there to start looking for kids. And it's the AAU circuit that you have to scope them out and comb them out through the, you know, the, you know, they're not, you know, McCallum is a parade All-American and McDonald's All-American, but they're not going to get those every year or every 2 years or every 3 years. They're going to have to get those diamonds in the rough and maybe get those transfers. And that's what a lot of mid-majors have benefited from, and Oakland can testify to that with Greg Campy getting some transfers. And what you find is some good kids in the Detroit area, Michigan per se, that will go elsewhere thinking, oh, I can play at this larger school. And things just don't work out. It happened with Oakland this year. They got Laval Lucas Berry to transfer in from Michigan. But Detroit has had that too. LaMarcus Lowe was at Western Michigan, and kind of a you know a lateral move, so to speak, when you go from a Mid-America Conference school to a Horizon League school. But they do get transfers. Now Eli Holman was at Indiana, and he transferred in because there was a relationship with Ray McCallum. They have other kids that have come in. You know, they got a kid, Jason Calise, who's from Toronto, who, you know, they found on the AAU circuit and convinced them to come to Detroit, and he's really been a surprise. He's their best three-point shooter. Has really improved his ball handling skills. So, you know, you got to look, you know, and you wonder, you know, they don't come to you a lot of times. It's like you have to introduce yourself. We are Detroit, you know. So.
Well, we are Nebraska, and we understand totally what you go through.
Yeah, well, once you take your shoulder pads off, you do have to do a lot of introducing.
You know, you brought up LaMarcus Lowe. No, he. It's not like he's a 6'6" guy. He's 6'10" or 11" as well.
Yes, he is a really fine shot blocker, and that if you watch him play, that's any, you know, shot blockers. It's all about timing. You could be 6'7", 6'8", 6'10", whatever. It's all about timing, and LaMarcus is really good at that. He's kind of on the thin side, but you know, I think he's deceptively strong, and they've really put a fire under him, and he's really taken the ball to the basket there offensively. He's never really been an offensive threat. It's just about rebounds and blocking shots for him. But he had a stretch, and it doesn't sound like much, where he scored double digits in three straight games, and it was like, holy smokes, and LaMarcus found the way to the basket. So the team, you know, you talk about individuals, but he's been one of those players that have really bolstered the team in the last 20 games.
Tom, any chance
yeah,
this team?
What's the matchup against Kansas? Is it? I mean, of all the twos and threes, is this somebody that they can at least compete with?
You know, I like New Mexico State against Indiana because I've seen them play, and Indiana's had an injury that hurt them late in the season, and I'm not sure Indiana's playing as well down the stretch as they played early in the season. And Indiana's also a team that played well at home. That being said, I think as a number 15 seed, I think Detroit's perhaps the best 15 seed. And you look at Kansas in the past, they have been upset early in the early rounds before. Northern Iowa comes to mind. When Kansas was the number one seed. So there's the history there. I just don't know. A lot of people around here are saying that, you know, Detroit's big man can neutralize or semi-neutralize Kansas's, and I want to see that. I've seen Thomas Robinson play quite a bit, and if he doesn't win Player of the Year, he ought to be number two. It's going to be real tough. But that being said, that's Kansas's strength. If you watch them play, is their inside game. And Detroit has a good inside game. There's no question they have a good inside game. So maybe if they can neutralize them to some extent throughout some parts of that game or a large part of that game, maybe they can start knocking down shots and making Kansas sweat a little bit. And, you know, typical thing, underdog, the longer you keep them in the game, the better shot they do.
Well, I think it would certainly turn a lot of heads, and that would make Omaha very, very unhappy and miserable if Detroit would come in.
Wait a minute. Half of the fans in Omaha would be happy,
well,
right?
Yeah, Missouri would be going absolutely crazy if Kansas was bounced early, but the other Wait, Kansas.
But look at it this. Well, years ago, they used to call them the Detroit Tigers because they had three kids from the Detroit Public School League playing for Missouri. Ricky Paulding was one of them. Arthur Johnson was another. But, you know, maybe they're, you know, we're the Detroit Tigers here with the baseball team. Maybe they'll turn into Detroit fans and call themselves the Tigers for at least 2 hours.
Well, Doug and I are two of the 312 Royals fans out there. So you bring up the Detroit Tigers, we cringe again as we finish in the basement. But
but Tiger fans well know that we're all forgetting better.
Tom Markowski from the Detroit News. Tom, we appreciate the time today on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much. Enjoy Omaha. There's some great food.
All right, I will definitely delve into that. Thanks, fellas. Take care. Have a great time.
Thanks, Tom. Doug and Daddy Show. How do you not work for the Omaha Chamber of Commerce?
That's a great point. What's wrong with them? Why have they not hired me yet?
Because it would probably be volunteer, and I know you don't do that. So.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do. That's what I hate doing.
You could drive them to. You just say, I'm not telling you, get your butt out here. Here's where you're eating.
Go with me.
You cramp up for your 4:30 game, but that's okay. Kansas.
Go with me and give me your credit card. We'll pay for it.
Kansas opened as a 12-point favorite. They're now a 15-point favorite. Folks, good food in Kearney and Grand Island can be found at the Chicken Coop, whether it's for lunch or during the NCAA tournament or tonight's play-in games, the NIT. There's plenty of hoops out there. Be sure to take it all in at the Chicken Coop. And every Tuesday night, it's Wing Basket Night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Get them sweet, get them hot, get them with a little zing for only $5. Get as many baskets as you want. And, of course, great lunch specials every day with multiple TVs to watch every game that you want to watch. It's there for you, the Chicken Coop. And every Tuesday night, it's Wing Basket Night. Every Wednesday night, it's Burger Night. So enjoy the hoops and enjoy the Chicken Coop. Nebraska women, they probably couldn't have got a better draw than they got. We'll talk about that and a little bit more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Manta.com here with small business owner Joe Buchek of Lighthouse Construction and Restoration.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
With Manta, business has grown 50%. He's so busy.
Whoa, super busy.
He's expanding to new cities. If Joe had a free moment, he'd tell you himself how Manta.com helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
You tell him for me.
Well, I think it just did. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
Your vehicle is one of your biggest investments. If you've come into some extra cash this tax season, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. From oil changes to major part replacements, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need in stock. Use this year's tax refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Omaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get TechSport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Omaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Omaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
It's showtime.
Doug and Daddy are live from Cunningham's Journal this Thursday and Friday to help launch the NCAA Big Dance. Cunningham's is the home of Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. 50K bracket. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light. Best of the brackets prices include a 42-inch LG HD TV, as well as a deluxe sound AM-FM CD by Boston Acoustics, courtesy of Russell's Appliance and Electronics. Deadline to enter is an hour before the first tournament of 64 game on Thursday morning.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 82. Winds out of the southeast develop and increase to 12 to 25. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy show back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. And they are the best. That's right. You voted them the best. You are pleased with their work. If you're new to the area or if you are disgusted with your previous vehicle, then give the best a try at the Midway Auto Dealership. Kearney's best pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by the area in the Best of Kearney Awards, an honor they don't take lightly, and they'd like to thank everyone who helped them get there. So in celebration of the award, the team at Midway has sat down and drastically reduced the price of their hassle-free pre-owned selection. They feel the best way to embrace this award is to put more happy customers in their fantastic selection of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. Don't forget that Midway is the exclusive dealership of the Midway certified pre-owned warranty. You get 2 years, 100,000 miles, and roadside assistance. 6 month, 6,000 mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, 1 year free of routine maintenance, and a lifetime supply of car washes. That's just some of what they do for you, and that's what makes them number one in the Tri-Cities. It is Midway, your Midway auto dealership, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They're there for you. Oh, they are there for you. South 2nd Avenue. Check them out on the web, thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Folks, let's go to the Debt Popper email here. The inbox says, Wichita and VCU early exits. Will their coaches be UNL candidates, or who is someone that you have heard is a leading head coach for the Huskers? Well, John and Kearney, I've said all along there's no way Shaka Smart is coming here, the VCU coach. A lot of people believe that Wichita State's head coach might be on the market, and Coach Marshall might have some interest in coming here. The big story right now is John Gross at Ohio. He's getting a lot of play. Big article on him in the Lincoln Journal Star from Brian Rosenthal today. Again, I just, in my gut, I've said this on the show since it was apparent that Doc Sadler wasn't going to come back. I think it's going to be a guy you've never heard of, and I really think they're taking a look at this AAU route and finding a guy. Daddy, the more I think about this, if they take one of these mid-major coaches, I think it's a cop-out and a bailout, because that's what Nebraska has done since Joe Cipriano. Since Mo Iba, the last three coaches have been mid-major coaches. And, you know, say what you want about whether it worked or not. I just think you've got to do something different. If you're going to get rid of Doc Sadler, you have to do something different.
I think this Andy Markowski was doing the basketball, and I got a chance to sit down and talk to him. Andy Markowski has went out of his way really to analyze a lot of different scenarios and what has success and what doesn't have success. And we'll effort Andy for later in the week because I know he's got thoughts on this. One thing about John Gross that the people, you know, he worked under Thad Matta. He worked at a major program, saw what it took in recruiting. A lot of these guys at mid-majors, according to Andy Markowski, he told me, what doesn't work out is they bring their staff. Well, their staffs are buddies from smaller schools that have never been.
Paycheck. I mean, even coming to Nebraska, it's a better paycheck.
They're coming here, but they have no idea. They haven't built it. You've got to go get guys that have had contacts. And the AAU deal, you know, you've got to have contacts. You've got to be one of the coaches, one of the assistant coaches. You've got to have the resource to be an assistant coach at a high-level team that knows what it takes to recruit and have relationships established with those coaches. And that's the one thing in working under Thad Matta. I mean, I think that if John Gross was one of those guys, I think the first thing, I mean, one of the first questions, I think if Andy Markowski was in the room, he'd say, who are you bringing with you? And if he said, well, I'll bring my staff from Ohio. No, you can't do it. And that's not a rip on those guys.
Well, and I think that's why you go away from the mid-major coach, because then who do you bring?
Well, I think
you got to have connections. You have connections by being in the business a long time. And there's a couple of things. I'm trying to think of the proper way to phrase it here, and I can't at the right moment, so it doesn't sound bad or ridiculous. But I guess I'll say it this way. I think it's time to get away from I'm looking at John Gross from Ohio here. Okay, I'm just looking at him. I don't think that's the way you go. I think you're taking a different direction. Maybe you bring in an African American head coach that has been in the AAUs, that maybe has been in the inner cities, that has the connections that way to build this program. And I think that's one of the reasons you've heard the name Shaka Smart. But we've at Nebraska have not ever gone that way. And in fact, I believe it's out there that there is no African-American head coach at the University of Nebraska, correct? There are assistant coaches, but there are no head coaches. And I think there's a population out there that believes that's the way you go, as much as that would shock the donors that sit in the few season ticket holder areas in the comfy chairs at the university and in West Stadium for football. I think there is a growing number of people out there that say, you know what? That's the direction this program needs to look. If all of this is true,
Mike Davis has been another name that's out there that people are hearing.
Former Indiana coach.
Now, another popular belief was, why don't we go to Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, and pluck one of those assistants? Right away, immediately, he says, won't happen. He says, can't happen. They have no desire to leave there to go to a place like Nebraska where you have to recruit 120 kids and hope to get one or two. He said that they want no part of it. They hand select 10 or 12 kids a year on Duke. You don't sit at night and call people on the phone all night long like you have to at Nebraska. He goes, those guys don't want to do that. They got other things to do. They don't require putting in 18 hours a day at those programs. Now they're scouting and they're recruiting and doing everything, but they want absolutely no part of going out and picking up the phone and recruiting 120 kids to find two or three. They got their 12 kids. They're going to get three or four of them. They know. They're going to battle the other 10 teams in the country that are after those kids, that know they have a shot at those kids. That's what they're going to do. So that's just a couple thoughts that Andy Murray. And we'll effort Andy, and we'll get him on here to share those thoughts.
Steve Pivovar is also going to join us from the Omaha World Herald to talk about Creighton. Other names that are out there besides John Gross of Ohio and Shaka Smart and Greg Marshall of Wichita State. They've got Tim Miles at Colorado State. No. And they have got Ben Howland at UCLA. Okay, there would be a home run, possibly. But again, the reason you got Ben Howland's name out there is because Mark Boehm was with him at Pittsburgh before he went to UCLA, and I'm hearing that would just be a disaster. And from that aspect. Now, I don't know. If Howland couldn't get it done at UCLA, good Lord, how's he gonna get it done at the University of Nebraska?
I don't know. He's one of those coaches that does have the ties to those programs. I mean, I don't know. If anybody knew for sure, I'm sure that Tom Osborne would be very willing to listen to him. Get the thing up and running real shortly. Jeff Washburn, by the way, from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, is set to join us, talk a little Purdue basketball, most likely on tomorrow or Thursday's show as well. They're rolling into Omaha, so we're looking forward to that as well. Douglas, we're talking.
Somebody stole my women's bracket. Where's my women's bracket? Where's it at? Because I've got an email here from Irish Ken. Here's what it said. Just print me out another one, Jeff. Although I'm a big Kansas fan, I will predict Kansas will not get past the Sweet 16 this year. This is from Irish Ken. I don't know what Tom Chattel has been drinking, but I can maybe see the Tigers of Missouri in the Final Four. But Zombie Taylor at point guard for Kansas will doom any chance they have. Chattel thinks Kansas and Missouri could play for the national championship. He's an idiot, in my opinion, says Irish Ken. And then Irish Ken, this is beautiful here. On the women's side, why does Ohio State rate a higher seed than NU, considering NU beat them twice?
Well, I can't riddle Irish Ken that. That's one of those things.
Well, here's the beauty of the whole thing. Irish Ken, Ohio State is not a better seed than Nebraska. Nebraska is a 6, and Ohio State is an 8.
That would be lower.
Here's to you, drunk Irish fan. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, when we come back.
Say soccer. Hey, coaches. The Golden Spike Soccer Tournament in Council Bluffs promises to be a great experience with new, beautiful fields for youth recreational soccer. Plenty of planned activities both on the grounds and nearby downtown. Plus, it's May 11th through the 13th, the same weekend the Union Pacific National Railroad Museum is opening a brand new exhibit. Sign up two teams by March 22nd and get a $50 Visa gift card. To register, go online at cbysa.org.
When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact SuperStart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When fire or water damage strikes, you're faced with two choices. You can be ruined, or you can be ready with the help of the cleanup and restoration specialists at 1-800-SERV-PRO. And making sure you're prepared starts by downloading the new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO. With a touch of a screen, it's designed to help every life that's been touched by fire or water. So visit servpro.com/ready and put help in the palm of your hand today with a new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 82. Winds out of the southeast develop and increase to 12 to 25. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 63.
Nebraska women getting the number 6 seed last night. They get to play Kansas, who's won a few games late in the season. Coach Connie Yori saying they needed that run just to get in. But Daddy, and then Creighton's a number 14 seed in the women's basketball tournament. And in the first round of the women's tournament, they get Seton Hall. So that's what you got. But again, a lot of people just want to know if Nebraska's going to win. There's not a lot of talk about, you know, insiders there. When that popped up, I went, oh, my God, how great is that? I mean, then they get a Delaware team if they win.
That's fine.
That's 30-1. Yeah, that's not your perennial. They got a really good player, and that'll be a tough matchup. But you have a chance to see Pat Summitt in the Sweet 16 in Des Moines against Tennessee, and psycho Husker fan will drive to that. They're going to Little Rock Sunday night, 6:30.
There's no doubt, and I think that's some excitement, and that's excitement for the girls too, to look down the road and see one of the nation's elite. I mean, Tennessee and Connecticut. That's great, Baylor, and it's great A&M a year ago, and LSU. There's some nice, you know, some great programs out there, but the two elite teams in the nation, Tennessee and UConn, and they have an opportunity down the road if you take care of business.
Yeah, North Carolina women didn't even make the women's tournament. No. Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to break down all things Creighton, the men on the road to North Carolina, and they're an 8 seed. Steve, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, thanks for making a moment for us. We'll just ask you quickly, Creighton women, any earthquake shatters through there before we talk about the men? Are they okay with where they're headed?
Yeah, I think so. I think you don't want to say they're just happy to be in the tournament, but this is the first time in 10 years. This is probably the unexpected time because they are such a young team. 9 out of the 12 are freshmen or sophomores. I don't think they thought this was going to be a rebuilding year, but they knew they had a lot of work to get done, and to their credit, they got better as the season went along. So, I mean, they knew they were probably going to be a 14-15 somewhere in there, and they knew they were going to draw a tough first-round assignment, and they certainly did. St. John supposedly is very strong up front, and that's probably an area where Creighton isn't as strong. So they got their work cut out for them.
Steve, you follow the Blue Jays as well as anybody, other than being on the team. You're as close to it. When the bracket was announced, without talking to anyone, your initial reaction was what?
I guess I was a little bit surprised. I thought at worst, they'd probably be a 7. You know, a lot of people had them as a 6, and some people had them as a 5, so I thought they'd fall into that range. excuse me, as far as what the committee was thinking, who knows? Learned a long time ago, do not try to outguess the NCAA committee in any sport, because they have their reasons for doing things, and obviously what they saw in Creighton's resume was something that was lacking. When you just compare the raw data to other teams that probably have similar resumes. So and I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, so I don't think it was set up entirely for TV, but at the same time, I think I wouldn't be surprised if CBS did at least throw that bug into somebody's ear. So it's a tough matchup. I know the Creighton people don't think it's a deserved matchup, but it is what it is at this point.
And again, Doug McDermott and his teammate from Iowa could play in the second round from North Carolina and meet up there. I really guess I haven't heard this brought up or even read it here, Steve. is there a chance that the committee needed Kansas in the Midwest? I mean, so they could have been bumped to a 7, but they couldn't play in Omaha, so they fell to an 8, weren't deserving of a 6. I mean, is that one way to look at it?
I think a lot of things go into putting that bracket together, and a lot, some of it's geography, some of it's, the bigger conferences have multiple teams that you have to keep separated for the first weekend of the tournament. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that go into where teams get slotted, and you know, geography is just one of them.
Steve Pivovar joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, an Alabama team that's basically been in dysfunction all year long, people getting suspended, people sitting out games, 14 different starting lineups. The major concern, what's Coach McDermott been saying the major concern for his team is with this other group?
I think at this point the dysfunction is not a factor because they are in the tournament. They found a way to overcome some injuries, some internal strife, and they got to the tournament. I think the big concern at this point is Alabama plays defense, and they play defense very well. They're 9th nationally in scoring defense, 6th in three-point field goal defense, 14th in field goal percentage defense. So those are all the things Creighton has to be concerned with. They're playing a team that's gonna try to limit their possessions and get up and guard them, and so I think that's probably the main concern at this point. The problems they had to overcome to get there probably don't mean as much now because they are in the NCAA tournament.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald. He follows the Jays all season long. He's with us here on ESPN Radio. The Basketball Writers Association yesterday voted Doug McDermott first team All-American, which automatically makes him the greatest player to ever put on a uniform at Creighton. I don't know if that's exactly the case. Kyle Korver, second team back in 2003, but we heard rumblings a long time ago. I mean, Dick Vitale was saying Doug McDermott, Doug Gottlieb, guys on the national scene. But still, were you just a little bit surprised McDermott is in there with Kansas, Ohio State, Michigan State, Kentucky? I mean, as Tony says so many times, apple, orange, banana, tangerine, airplane. It just seems a little weird. But McDermott has had a great year.
Well, I think if you look at his numbers, it's a well-deserved honor. The things he's been able to do, shoot 60% from the field, almost 50% from three, 80% from the line, and, rebound at a high rate, score very efficiently. 10, 15 years ago, I might have bought the Sesame Street analogy. But we live in a time where people get to see all the good players around the country and get repeated looks at them. And anybody who got a chance to see Doug McDermott, whether it was live, whether it was, in a televised game, whether it was just highlights on ESPN, could tell that this kid can play. Does it surprise me that he's in there with the big guys? No, because quite frankly, he's had a year as good as any of the players in the country, and for him to be first team All-American again, it's a well-deserved honor, and I don't think it's going to stop. That's not going to be the last one he receives this year.
Steve, in your mind, 8-9 matchup for Creighton to advance against Alabama. What's the one key for the Creighton Blue Jays? What's the one thing they're going to have to do exceptionally well?
They're going to have to find a way to get the tempo of the game in their liking. If they let Alabama control the tempo, if they let it be a game that's played in the 50s or 60s, Alabama's going to have a shot to win that basketball game. If Creighton can get the tempo up, get it to where they can score in transition and kind of neutralize some of Alabama's offensive might, I like Creighton's chances.
Steve Pivovar with us for just one more minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We talked about this at the top of the show. If Creighton fan thought they kind of got jobbed on the seating, at least if they're going out and you can fill us in on how they're going to travel to Greensboro, there's going to be some great teams out there. Not only their Catholic brethren in Notre Dame and Xavier, but you got Duke and North Carolina. This should be a fun trip, especially if Creighton can get out of Friday.
Right. I think, you know, for years, Creighton fan has been clamoring for shots at the so-called big boys of college basketball. Well, if they beat an SEC team, they do get a shot at one of the elite programs in the country. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. And like you said, there's going to be some good teams playing in Greensboro. Looking forward to watching some of those other games, and that's all you can ask for this time of year.
Finally, Steve, I got to ask you, because this has also been coming up the last couple of days, who should Nebraska look out for the next coach? You've seen all the Missouri Valley coaches. You've seen a few more mid-majors than some. Marshall at Wichita State's name is up there. Would he even consider it? Is there somebody you think would be a good fit down the road in Lincoln?
I follow Nebraska basketball one time a year. I mean, quite frankly, that's the only time I have any contact with Nebraska basketball. I'm not a big Nebraska fan per se. You know, I know they went through some tough times. You know, you're asking specifically about Greg Marshall. Quite frankly, Greg Marshall, you know, has come out and publicly said he's not going to take a job where he has to beat his head against the wall for comparable money. If Nebraska, you know, throws a boatload of money at him, he might consider it. But he's got a pretty good thing going down at Wichita State. I don't think he'd trade that for the headaches of trying to rebuild the program at this point. But money can sometimes change your thinking on things. So, you know, as far as who they hire, you know, they'll hire somebody that they think is a good fit, and then they'll see if they can get some things turned around.
Steve, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoyed picking your brain a little bit.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Hey, enjoy the weekend, Steve. Thanks so much. Steve Pivovar, okay. Omaha World Herald, Creighton Blue Jay beat, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, we've been wrong before, but I think we got a pretty good feel, at least so far. I'm amazed that we are getting quite a few questions about Nebraska men's basketball and the coaching search, which tells me that folks may not go, but they will follow the winner, like we know. And if this program is winning and they want it to win, and they get the new stadium, the new arena. But I don't think he's not coming from Wichita State either.
You know, Lee Barfneck today in the World Herald picked out Scott Spinelli, that was on the Nebraska staff again. He's went with Mark Turgeon to Maryland. Mark Turgeon endorsing him, saying, you know, you want a guy that's got ties and can turn the thing around. You know, that's who he's endorsing. Obviously, when you're...
Don't you always hire somebody with, quote, ties? I mean, Doc had ties. Barry had ties.
Well,
of course, Barry's were the ones that went around his neck. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Says, we need a recruiter first and a coach second. I hate Duke, but we need Chris Collins.
He's not coming.
You're not, yeah, and you're not, I don't see an ACC guy.
I want Steve Wojciechowski. He's not coming from what, I mean,
I don't
just
see
telling
a Pac-12 guy coming. If you're going to get an assistant, it would be closer to getting a guy from Kansas, a guy from Ohio State, a guy from a Big 12 or Big 10 school, I believe.
You know, Turgeon actually says in the article, we all know it's a tough job, but you got a community that's passionate about its teams. You know, I think that's what you're saying, Doug. People care about it, you know, as far as, you know, who they get in there, and they want to have a winner, and with the new arena and everything going, and it looks like you've got an athletic director who will support it financially. That gives the job a chance.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll get back with more, including Troutman's Tuesday Trivia after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. There are so many reasons to send flowers this time of the year. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, or even thinking of you, I'm sorry. Do what I do. Send a beautiful floral bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. even if you screw up for no reason and want to apologize. They deliver the freshest, highest quality flowers backed by a 100% smile guarantee. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Like their 100 blooms of spring, an abundant bouquet of 100 beautiful rose blooms, various colors, will brighten any room. Because you're one of my listeners, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering you 100 blooms of spring at $20 off the regular price. Regularly $49.99, now $29.99. But this offer's for a limited time only. Send somebody you care 100 blooms of spring today. Special offer, you want it? Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right side, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Hey, just send them to be a nice guy.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Omaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get TechSport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Omaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Omaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
Let the madness begin.
Deron Lamb, right corner for three. Got it! Two huge threes for Deron Lamb, and Kentucky leads by five, 69-64.
The 2012 NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
Catch every game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high of around 82. Winds out of the southeast develop and increase to 12 to 25. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy brackets on ESPNSuperstation.com. You could win $50,000 or many other prizes, including a 42-inch television from Russell's Appliance in Kearney. We've got a lot of great other gifts that we're going to be telling you more about as we get into it. But don't forget, you have to be 18, a legal resident of Nebraska, and you can only sign up once per person for this year's Doug and Daddy $50,000 H&H Distributing Cunningham's Journal Bracketology Contest. All the details are right there on the homepage at ESPNSuperstation.com. And while you're there, be sure to vote on our poll question of the day, folks. Our poll question of the day is, what do you make of Nebraska's women's number six seed? Too high, too low, or just right?
I guess it's just perfect.
I think it's just right. Yeah. I'm surprised that there are six. I'll tell you that. A couple of other things. Nebraska football team will be back on the practice field tomorrow. They had a good practice yesterday. Yada, yada. More from Sean Callahan coming up here just after the show. Nebraska Danger beat the Omaha Beef.
Feel it.
Beefettes 48-34 yesterday. Nebraska baseball 8-5 to take a 9-5 win over the Cal Golden Bears. They get South Dakota State this afternoon on 1230 a.m. KHAS at 135. And look, you hockey nuts, for Jaden Schwartz tonight. The former Tri-City Storm forward has played two seasons for Colorado College, and he signed an entry-level contract with the St. Louis Blues, and they play at Chicago tonight. He is expected to play in that game tonight in Chicago.
Good for Jaden. Hey, it's Tuesday, which means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
And, Daddy, they've got some great specials. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you've got a chance to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and be a winner.
Well, it continues to roll on. The big dance starts, and you've got 80-degree weather. Why not grill out? Troutman's is waiting for you. The fresh garlic sausage or the Reuben brat. They've got Reuben brats.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Season
Paddy's Day?
They've got it for you. London broiled steaks, $9.99 a pound. Flatiron steaks, $8.69 a pound. Check it out. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, we had Tom Markowski to break down the Detroit Mercy earlier in this show. They play Kansas. Now, they have had some pretty good success in tournaments past. In fact, Detroit has won their last two NCAA games, not the last two times they were in. They won first-round games. They were a 10th seed in 1998, and they were a 12th seed in 1999. In 1998, as a 10 seed, which Big East team did they upset in the first round of the tournament?
Louisville.
No. Try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, what Big East team did Detroit upset in the 1998 tournament?
I have no idea.
Want to guess a Big East
team? Right back. Yeah. 8455. He sounded depressed about the whole thing. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, what Big East team did the University of Detroit upset in the 1998 tournament?
I'm going to guess Syracuse.
Nope. Try back. 888-455-ESPN for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie.
Do you have a guess on which team Detroit upset in the 1998 tournament out of the Big East?
1998, UConn.
Not UConn. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Our question is, Detroit, who plays Kansas this Friday night in Omaha, won tournament games in 98 and 99. Which Big East team did they upset in 98? What's your guess?
I'm going to guess Georgetown.
It is not Georgetown. Try back.
It's interesting. There's a very, very famous alum, basketball-wise, from this town, from this school. As there are most Big East schools, but this one stands out.
What the?
One of the top.
Let's go to the phone line. Who we chat
white
with?
Basketball players.
This is Keith.
Keith, what's your guess?
Providence.
Not Providence. Try back.
Famous white basketball player. Who are we chatting with?
I'm leaving.
Todd.
Todd, who do you got?
Pittsburgh.
It's not Pittsburgh. Great guess. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Shannon.
Shannon, who's your guess?
West Virginia.
It's not West Virginia. It's not West Virginia. Thanks for the phone call. Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. The guesses roll on. Who are we chatting with?
It's Lance.
Lance, you got a guess?
St. John.
Lance, did you get it when I said that there was a great white basketball player?
Well, after somebody said Georgetown and that was wrong, that was my next guess after you said the white player.
All right, Chris Mullen would be that white player.
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Stay on the line. Jeff will get you taken care of. Thank you.
We're going to
get out of here. We're done for the day. Jeff, I think we got it all taken care of. Is that fair enough? Folks, get on ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. It's got a $50,000 bracket. You click on there. Yada, 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 yada. You fill it out. One per person. Legal resident of Nebraska, must be 18 to enter. You can only enter one time. That's just the rules. That's how it goes. Folks, we are going to continue to preview the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Coming up, Jeff Washburn is going to join us, talk a little Purdue basketball. We're going to continue to run down people the rest of the week. We're going to be at Cunningham's Thursday and Friday Doug and Daddy Show, letting you know what's going on, taking you right up to the games and what's going on there. We want to thank Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald to give us a Crane preview today, along with Tom Markowski from the Detroit News to preview the Detroit Titans. There was a question right there. What was a Detroit mascot? We'd probably win about as long before we got a winner. St. John's the winner on Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.